You seek the key, but first, you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today.
Hey, it's Kramer, and this is my morning take on the market from today's CNBC Investing Club morning meeting.
Jeff, we've got a mixed market. Maybe that's because people are on hold because the Fed meets today. Treasury yields mostly unchanged. I would say, though, that I think that once we get this out of the way, I think we're going to resume a tech rally, given all the things I've heard out here with NVIDIA.
Yeah, I think getting it out of the way is a key point, right? I think everyone's talking about Chair Powell probably leaning hawkish later today. It'll probably happen, but I think the market understands that. After last week, the move up in yields is still. But I agree with you. I think NVIDIA still the big story. You had your interview with Jensen, a two-parter so far, Squawk on the Street and Mad Money last night. Another round coming later tonight. Can't wait for that. But I just thought the interview and everything they announced at GTC so impactful. Not just what NVIDIA is doing, but really for society as well. I have a few notes I want to highlight. Anything you want to talk about specifically first?
Yeah, I think that we got to talk about allocation. I believe that the new chips, this Blackwell, are so powerful that everybody who you see in this room wants some, but you can't. They'll come out later this fall. They are game changers. I like to compare them to a propeller plane versus a jet plane. If you listen to the robots here right now, they seem a little bit, I'd say, off their game. The new robots will be empowered to be able to talk much better, to be much more fluid. So that's just a good example of one thing that will change once you can get Blackwell. There'll be many things to change because it is such a step function ahead of what we currently have.
No, I think that's a great point, too. And another thing, keep in mind when, you know, we first had this rush of demand for these AI chips, I don't really know if the supply was ready for it, right? You know, generative AI and ChatGPT, that was kind of an overnight sensation. At least now there's a little bit more of a roadmap to make these chips. And one more thing I'd add about Blackwell's, too, is and they really stressed this point at GTC and at the analyst Q&A that they had yesterday. This is a platform of hardware and software. It's a computer system. So you can't really think of NVIDIA as this commodity chip company anymore because they're building supercomputers. And these supercomputers contain both hardware and software, but it's networking as well. And I think that's one of the key differences here that's the argument NVIDIA is really trying to make right now. Don't think of it as a commodity anymore.
Start your day with my outlook on the market every morning. Visit CNBC.com/morningtake to become a CNBC Investing Club member at a special rate today.
All opinions expressed by Jim Cramer on this podcast and in connection with the CNBC Investing Club are solely Cramer's opinions and do not reflect the opinions of CNBC, NBC Universal, or their parent company or affiliates, and may have been previously disseminated by Cramer on television, radio, internet, or another medium. No specific outcome or profit is guaranteed in connection with your reliance upon or other use of the content from Cramer. The opinions offered in connection with this podcast and the CNBC Investing Club are not an attempt to induce any particular trading behavior, investment, or strategy. You should be aware of the risk of loss in following any strategy or investment discussed in the content from Cramer. To view the full CNBC Investing Club disclaimer, please visit cnbc.com/investing club disclaimer.
What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration. Our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.